The men and women of the U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yay!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my bow.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs, a new year of programs. We're doing it right. I don't know what that means, doing it right. Actually, hold on a second. Oh, that's right. I'm ringing in the goddamn new year sick. AIDS patient Tim Henson returns, minus a few T-cells.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Listen to me. I am not going to let a little cold get me down. I'm very excited to start 2011 off with you freaks. I have got a great program for you. Very big show. I'm going to announce the winner of the iPad a little bit later. But right now, I would like to talk about New Year's. Did you guys catch Dick Clark slurring New Year's Eve? I talk about this every year because it's so goddamn ridiculous that they let this fucking walking corpse on television. And furthermore, why do they let him do the countdown? I realize it's the most important part of the show and all, but he's a fucking stroke victim. He can't keep up. Last year, and the year prior to that, he fucked up the countdown. He couldn't keep up. He was behind a few seconds, and he was skipping all over the place trying to catch up. It was a disaster. Now, this year, he did a bit better, which, you know, isn't saying much. A goddamn microwave can keep track of a countdown. But anyways, here is Dick Clark talking, I'm using air quotes, talking before the countdown.
The man we were just talking about, Dick Clark.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. Now, take a look at all the people up and down Broadway.
I mean, come on. It's depressing to listen to this guy talk. New Year's is supposed to be, you know, a time of celebration and hope. Not listening to some stroked out old dude.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. Now, take a look at all the people up and down Broadway. I don't know how people pull off this party year after year.
I just made a mess in my pants. I cannot control my bowels. Times Square may drop a ball, but I just dropped a deuce, and boy, does it pack a wallop.
But they do a whale of a job.
They certainly
do. Tonight will be bigger and better than ever.
Poor guy, he's just clinging onto this job. He won't let it go.
Tell you, my friend, now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's come right up. Oh. You're going to hear a roar of the crowd, and believe me, you will never, ever forget it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Count it down. Ready? Okay, here we go now. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Spoken like a tart. He did a pretty good job. Now, the funniest part, unfortunately, is not a piece of audio. It's visual in nature. After the countdown, and he says, Happy New Year. There are shots of people in the crowd at Times Square, kissing each other. And then for some reason, there's a shot of Dick Clark again. And he's out of saliva. And he's doing some weird mouth movements. I'm going to capture this audio and post it on my Facebook account because it's you've got to see it. I'm going to put it on a loop. And then also you see him kissing his wife. What's great is his wife does not want to be kissing him. You can tell because she turns away so he will dislodge from her mouth. But then he just continues kissing her cheek. It's really gross. I think it's because he doesn't have any saliva. He has dry mouth. It's just gross kissing a stroke victim. And poor Ryan Seacrest, he's just waiting for Dick Clark to die or retire or something.
You will never get this job for me. You will have to pry it from my cold, dead hands, Ryan.
All right. Speaking of funny-sounding people, I've got a great musical megamix here that was produced at some school for the unsavories. I think this is some sort of art institute for the mentally handicapped where they can express themselves with paintings and drawings and music and shit like that, right? So here is some tards making some beautiful, beautiful music. Someone should add Dick Clark into this mix here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
I mean, this megamix, by the way, goes on for 22 minutes. Talk about a test of patience. I think he's saying big bubble butt. Uh-huh. Let's just fast forward on a little bit. I hope this is not a government-funded school. What a colossal waste of money.
Ooh, oh, latte, da-da-da, oh, latte, ooh, all right.
Retards making music. Where else would you hear this shit? Enough! Finally, before we get in the news, I have to say, if you are Sideshow Freaks, you were treated to something spectacular on Friday's program, thanks to DV listener Bowers. A lot of people have been emailing me saying how great our newest Gooner really is, and Corey emailed me saying, oh my god, give me that audio, maybe I can do something with it. I've got a new clip from this guy. For those of you who are not Sideshow Freaks, basically, this is a guy on XTube. He masturbates. He's very verbal. Take a listen to some of his magic.
Yeah, I'm looking for any chubby boys, yeah. Any chubby big boys, yeah. I'm going to take a fat boy, yeah. Fat boy ass. Bring his cunt out in a group session, yeah.
Looking for a chubby big or pig boy.
Yeah, two of us doing a young fat guy. Also want to meet another girl with a big fucking dick to pound a young fat boy while I film him. Yeah. Anyone want to film me ramming my dick in a fat boy's ass? Yeah, I'm looking to make some porn with some young fat guys, yeah. Let's hook up, let's talk, let's play.
Sure, just a fun thing.
Oh yeah, because you're going to be my fucking fat boy, alright, yeah. loves cum, doesn't he?
This clip is good, don't get me wrong, but it's nowhere near the level of insanity that the first clip was.
Any young fat boys want to get fucked in a dirty jockstrap?
Anyone? Anyone? By show of hands? No? Okay.
One of them's got 40 loads in it.
Oh.
Smells of piss. Smells of spit. Yeah, because I'm looking for a fucking dirty fat boy. To get his fucking fat lips out of my fucking fat cock. And then I'm gonna fuck you, boy. I'm gonna fuck you like a fat boy loves cum. All fat boys love cum, don't they?
The distorted view is very educational. What did we learn today?
All fat boys love cum, don't they?
All fat boys love cum.
Do any young fat boys want to take a load of cum? Yeah, any fat boys out there want to take a big load of fucking cum?
Let me just fast forward a bit here, just to give you a little taste of this guy, a taste of his cum.
Yeah, any fat boys want to take fucking daddy's big hungry cock? Oh, yeah, because I'm going to shoot it in a young fat boy's ass. Yeah, stick my dick right in the fat boy. Any fat boys out there want to take a load of cum, can to can? Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, young fat guy to fuck himself, yeah. Fucking dirty dildos with fucking fat boys. Come on, let's get some fucking action and happen. Let's get some filth, yeah. Oh yeah, fat boys love cum. Why do all fat boys love cum? Because it's daddy's cum. Yeah, daddy's cum.
There it is.
Daddy's cum, yeah. Daddy's cum.
Daddy's
yeah.
cum. Daddy's cum. It's like a horror movie, like The Shining or something. Red rum, red rum. Daddy's cum, daddy's cum.
Oh yeah.
I want to hear that again.
Yeah, daddy's cum.
Daddy's cum.
Daddy's cum.
Daddy's
yeah.
cum.
Daddy's cum.
It's written backwards on the mirror.
Daddy's cum. Yeah.
Daddy's cum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Daddy's cum. Alright, there he goes. And he blew his wad. Dun-dun-dun. Real quick, before we get into the news, there's one more thing we have to do, and that is giveaway the final 12 Days of Distortion prize, the iPad. I don't know if that music really fits or not, but okay, sure. The contest was very simple, but it required you to work, which meant not a lot of people entered, but the ones who did really put a lot of effort into it, and I want to thank everyone that helped spread the distortion. You really should be doing it without the incentive, of prizes. I shouldn't have to fucking bribe you to tell your friends about the show, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. I'm not bitter. But one person really stood out and told all of her dopey-ass I think it's a her. I honestly don't know. This person has been a listener for a long time, and I honestly don't know if it's a boy or a girl. It might be a boy now that I think about it. I don't know. Who the fuck cares? I don't care who you are. But you told a lot of your dopey-ass friends about the show. Congratulations to Touch My Banter! La da 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 da! You are a big winner of an Apple iPad! I'm not going to sing today. I can't. Congratulations, Touch My Badger. Send me your contact information, and I will send you an Apple iPad sometime in the next year. Ting! That's a Tim Henson promise-ish. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. It is the new year, and I think you all should make a pledge to be a little more charitable. By the way, I'm going hungry. I make the perfect charity case. Why not sign up for the Sideshow? SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been doing this since December 2004, so there are plenty of shows to listen to. Well over 1,000, nearing 2,000 now. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and occasionally video casts as well. Sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Start the year off right. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, female students in China, ching chong, have been eating roundworm eggs. Why, you ask? Why bother asking? It's China. They do crazy shit all the time there. Well, they're doing it to lose weight for job interviews, because employment is so hard to come by. Chinese men apparently will only hire thin and attractive ladies. They hatch in the stomach, allowing those who take them to shed pounds without exercising or dieting. Sounds like a safe diet alternative. But swallowing the worms is extremely dangerous. Oh, you mean there's side effects to swallowing tapeworms? And definitely not to be recommended for those wanting to shed the pounds in the new year. With job shortages across the country, women in China are under pressure to appear... No, Queen, I can already hear it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The ghost of Freddie Mercury's creepy mustache is haunting me! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yes, employment stands at 22%, and the size of the labor pool has grown by 112 million people over the last decade to more than 1 billion people. Other students are staring at pictures for hours on end to suppress their appetite so they can What? Students are staring at pictures for hours to suppress their appetite. A student called Chow Mei... said that women are using a special soap that helps them with their diets. Some are having up to 10 showers a day. What the hell does showering do? Oh, with the soap, okay. The treatments have no scientific basis and are likely damaging to the health. In the 1990s, Chinese women would take special teas and pills to lose weight. Flush them right out. Poor Chinese broads are shitting buckets. Buckets of poop! Acupuncture also emerged as a popular choice. Many students struggle to find work as the world's most populous nation faces big unemployment problems with only 780 million laborers in jobs. However, the work problem is largely confined to rural areas. Jobs in cities are being created quickly as China undergoes a rapid urbanization. China is facing huge employment pressures at the present time and for the foreseeable future, said Yai Qinghai, spokesman for the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security. As China's urbanization quickens, employment pressures from the many surplus rural labor... I don't care about that. I just want to hear about Chinese girls eating worms and giving themselves enemas. That's what I'm interested in. Oh, that is not very ladylike. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, specifically Fort Walton Beach. A man who brought a small bag of cocaine into the county jail quickly realized his mistake and asked if he could just flush it down the toilet. I'm guessing the police officer said no. Yeah, his request was denied. Kendrick Dallas Wilson, a 19-year-old Mary Esther man. The hell is that? Is that like a Mary Kay cosmetic salesperson? Knock, knock, knock. I thought the boys in blue could use some blush and rouge. Who wants to see our new line of rejuvenating face cream? Never mind the white powder that's caked on my nose. Gives me that extra oomph to sell, sell, sell. All right, I don't know. Yes, Kendrick Dallas Wilson, a 19-year-old Mary Esther man, had the bag of cocaine in the palm of his hand as he was being processed into the jail. When jail personnel asked him what it was, he told them it was cocaine. After personnel confirmed that it was in fact cocaine, they informed Wilson that he had incurred two additional felony charges related to the illegal drug. Fuck! This is a direct quote. Fuck! I knew I shouldn't have brought that in. Fuck! Ding, ding, ding. You're absolutely right. Truer words have never been spoken. Fuck, I knew I shouldn't have brought that in. Yes, he said, according to the county sheriff's office arrest report, he was charged with smuggling contraband into a prison and possessing a controlled substance. So there you go. And finally today, we just happen to have another story from our most fucked up state.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll play the jingle again. This is a good one. A man accused of slapping his girlfriend's ass because she didn't service him properly was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge, according to a recently released county sheriff's office report. Jorge Armando Alvarez Hernandez. Oh, Jesus Christ. How many names do you have? Give one up to charity or something. Jorge Armando Alvarez Hernandez's girlfriend told sheriff's investigators that Alvarez Hernandez came home intoxicated at about 10 p.m. wanting a BJ. Yes, he reportedly threw things, including the television antenna, on the floor. Who still uses television antennas? Rabbit ears. The 29-year-old woman said Alvarez Hernandez followed her to the bathroom of the residence in a mobile home park and pushed her on the toilet seat. Someone's looking for a Blumpkin. He allegedly pulled down her pants and slapped her ass cheeks. A deputy told Alvarez Hernandez of the allegations, and he said they were in fact true. Asked why he removed his girlfriend's pants and hit her, Alvarez Hernandez said, "Because she did not service me the right way." The report didn't elaborate on the service that apparently was improperly rendered. He was either A, looking for a blowjob. Girls hate giving blowjobs. Or B, he wanted anal, and she said no, so he just, you know, spanked her ass for being a bad butt. Meanwhile, the victim's brother-in-law showed deputies pictures on a digital camera of a woman's ass with a large handprint in red welts. Holy crap, he really went to town on her butt. The brother-in-law said the photos were of his sister-in-law's ass, but a deputy... asshole! But a deputy reported there were no photos with a face to confirm the identity. Duh. He said his sister-in-law told him Alvarez Hernandez beat her and forced sex on her. I'm so sick of you girls not understanding how relationships work. You want the dates, and the romance, and the movies, and the eating together, and all that kisses and hugs and all that bullshit. But you've got to give the man what he wants too, and that is sex, whenever he wants it. Otherwise, why be in a relationship? Okay, the guy doesn't give a flying fuck about romance and spending time together. No, he's there for the sex, ultimately. So you gotta give it up every once in a while, or else you're going to get welts on your ass. It's just, it's fair. I think that's a fair punishment. All right, are we done with this story? The victim, by the way, said there was no sexual misconduct. She didn't want Alvarez Hernandez to go to jail. She said Alvarez Hernandez pushed her and she fell on her buttocks. She said he spanked her really hard. Alvarez Hernandez was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorta News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. First voicemail segment of 2011. Very exciting. Actually, all these calls were placed, about a week ago or so during Christmas time?
Here you go, Tim. Haley's Comet calling up with a quick comment about Spider's voicemail calls. It occurs to me Spider calls enough and, you know, records enough content to potentially, instead of leaving a long series of voicemail messages, put together a weekly podcast of his thoughts and ideas and Maybe yes. You could do sort of a butt fudge Sunday style, you know, weekly blood play special episode. You had butt fudge Sunday, blood fudge Saturday. I don't know.
Blood fudge.
It's just an idea.
That's
a way for Spider to continue.
I don't think anyone would want to listen to Spider for 30 minutes talk about Distorted View. Yes, caller. Next.
Everything's ungodly.
Gorgal Slakix.
Hey, Tim, this is Joe Wookie from Maryland. Just calling to wish you a Merry Christmas, man.
Oh,
talk to you later.
Thank you.
Tim, it's Christmas! And my mom lost half of the presents that she got for me.
Lost them? How'd she lose them?
I'm very sad. But I love you!
Thank you. I think she just didn't buy you that many presents, you see. And then she I misplaced them all.
Merry Christmas, Timmy Boo!
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disrest here. I'm currently echoey because I'm in the bathroom. Long story.
Ooh, are you going to shit for me?
My dad wants to make a blaxploitation film of Jesus Christ. And before you say no... He's black, but he comes from a white Jewish family, and he's schizophrenic, and it is the 1900s. So yeah, have fun with that idea.
No.
See you, Tim.
That's a horrible idea.
Hey, Tim, this is Spider. I love hearing my voice just as much as I love hearing yours. Actually, no.
All right. That's the first call from Spider of 2011, and it was awful. Now I want you guys to start counting how many times he calls in this year.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disrest.
No, I just heard from you. Never mind. Yes, Civil Disrest, what?
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Disrest here. And, I'm sorry. Anyway, I don't know if you watch Let's Make a Deal, but they're...
holiday version of it. One of the people that got called up was wearing a dreidel costume. So,
all right, thank you.
Hey, Tev, this
shouldn't have gone
again.
Back to him.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Anyways,
wait, who is this?
Hey, Tev, this is Kenny again.
Kenny.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Anyways, I had a very disappointing moment just now. I was having family with having dinner with my family, and we were at a restaurant, and I got up to use the restroom, and I hear Distorted View playing, and I get all excited because I'm like, oh man, you know, at least I saw Distorted View. I'm gonna have my first encounter with another freak, and I even said, yeah, it smells like somebody listened to Distorted View, and some guy came up to me and laughed. After a minute, I realized that that was my iPod in my pocket. Playing Distorted View. And it was a little sad.
My listeners aren't that bright.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And thank Tim Pantascore for including me in his lovely Christmas song. By the way, I am 40.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess I'm not that much older.
No, you're not.
Well,
you're
old
not,
enough.
You're not a near dead.
All right. And this is probably going to be real late. I mean, this is the day before Christmas for me, but Merry Christmas, Tim, and all the freaks.
All right. Thank you. That was very nice. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because daddy's come. Yeah, daddy's come. Daddy's come. Yeah. Daddy's come.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I know there's no prizes now, but you never know. Might have some t-shirts to give away if you do your part and get some people to listen to the show. I'll be back tomorrow with the Tuesday program. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. You don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
Oh shit, Darren Sharper, one of the most hardest hitting safeties in the league. But I put the team on my back, dude. Fuck it, you can't stop me. Cross the plane, touchdown. Greg Jennings, 49-20, man. Fuck with me. Fuck you, Gumby.